Hello. Once again, this is chapter 5 of our podcast. And chapter 5 is mainly about reading graphs. How you can tell graph by the way you look at graphs. As in, depending on the numbers you use.
And the scale.
And the scale.
Yes. And I think that is very true. The scale is very important to how the graph looks, because if the numbers are far apart, for instance, your graph, the changes in your graph, in the line may not look as drastic as they actually appear to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it is important to scale your graph properly in a way that it correctly shows how the data is. So, because, you know, you can misunderstand. It could lead you to think that the data is, for instance, we could be like measuring the ages when people die, I guess, and it would look like pretty much a straight line if you had like, if your scale was large, if you had like people that die between 30 and 200, I guess. It may look like a straight line, but if you went from 50 to 80, you would be able to see the, you would see it would represent the data a little better scaled that way. What do you guys think?
I think people can use that as their advantage depending on how you want to show your graph to whoever you want to show it to.
Yeah, you're right. That is a good point, because like if you were trying to sell a product, you may want your graph to look a certain kind of way.
You have anything to say?
You basically said it all. But I agree with both the art and you, so
I don't know how you graph
it. Thank you,
and
Jerry.
The graph has to be accurate in order to understand what are you looking for. It matters the most.
Yes. Okay, and now we will talk about chapter 6, which is called The One-Dimensional Picture. And this chapter pretty much talks about how in a one-dimensional picture, that when you represent data in a one-dimensional graph, for instance, it can give you a false impression of the data. For instance, if you have like a money bag, it said, and you increase the size of the money bag by 3, the ratio of the smaller money bag to the larger money bag would be 1 to 9, as opposed to if you had a bar graph, it would be 1 to 3, and you could see it much more clearly. So that allows you to lie to your audience. What do you guys think?
And they also talk about how when you look at the image, they largen the length of the length of the picture, and then the width of it, which make it more than it should actually be.
Yeah, so when they say like 3 times something, you know, it depends on what you mean, 3 times.
Like, when they have on the graph, it shows a bar graph that was 3. And then the USA was 3 added to that 3. So it makes it 60 and 30. So like 1/3 of what you're trying to prove. And if you have the bag, if you have 2, the United States have 6 bags because you're doubling it each time. But if you don't do it on the graph, like you said, it wouldn't be clear. But if you do it as a picture, what she was trying to say, you would draw it, I think, 4 times. What the actual picture is bigger because you extending the length and the width of it.
This is chapter 7, and it's called The 7 Attached Figure, which is about it's like an experiment. If you're trying to figure out if something works and it doesn't work how you want it to work, you could do something else. And then if that results come out as the same, you could compare it and be like, oh, it was the same or it was close than what I was expecting. Like with the weight commercial and medicine they be making, like they would say this will make you lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks. But when it was actually trying to find medicine that makes you lose 10 pounds in like 1 week maybe, but if it's closer, if the percentage is closer to what the expecting value is they would just put it as, oh yeah, you could also use this too because it will work just how the other one would have worked. Which yes. God, what you think?
I agree with you with that. It's a good way to show like that if you want to sell something, I guess. But it lies. I mean, it may not be. It doesn't show the side effects, for instance, like with the medicine or something. Like, you're talking about how it makes you lose 10 pounds. What if it makes you, like, I don't know, gives you a greater chance of dying or something, you know? I don't think that that would be a very good time to exaggerate. I mean, if the company's that desperate for money, I mean, I guess they want the money. But, I mean, it's people's lives at stake. So you have to, like, you know, determine when it would be a good idea to exaggerate with something like that and when it wouldn't.
For the medicine part, I feel as though if it's curing the symptom of it, of the whatever you have, then I guess it's okay because it's curing the symptom, which should be curing.
Relieving the symptom, not curing the symptom.
Well, relieving the symptom. That should actually cure the whatever you have, right?
Well, no, because cold medicine doesn't cure the common cold. It just relieves your symptoms, hides them. We don't have a cure for the common cold.
True.
But that's a different story.
True.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.